Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. I'm Joanne Barton. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. We're back. Not only are we back, we're back to back. How you like that? We were on last night and tonight. It's like feast or famine lately. We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. But we promise we'll always be back. So, again, back-to-back shows last night. Thank you so much. I'm going to say it. Ready? I'm going to do my little Italian if I can. Enrica Faruzzi. She was on last night with her new book, and you guys got to check it out. Where is it? Oh, let me see what it is. It's called Beads of Light, A Story of Alignment. And we had a great conversation. We actually had a guest, an impromptu guest DJ join us last night, Mr. Giovanni Conte from Sears Stations, one of our sponsors. And he is Italy fan. Well, from Italy. Well, no, he is and he is and he wants to be really bad. So. But anyway, we had a great time. So check out her book, and it's Enrica Faruzzi, and the book is Beads of Light, A Story of Alignment. We had a great time. Thank you again, Enrica. And tonight I'm excited because we're going to do what I love most. We're going to play some music, which I love. That's I always enjoy that. So tonight we are going to meet Saidu Kanta. I know I'm not saying the last name right. He's going to kill me. Saidu Kanta. Kanta. Tell me how it is.
It's Saidu Kanta. You're doing a great job, actually.
Saidu Kanta.
It's Saidu Kanta, yes. But you're doing Kante. Absolutely fine.
There we go. There, you know what? I gotta write it the way I gotta say it, right? So, well,
I appreciate you making an effort to get it right too.
Right, Saidu Kanta. Right. He's also known as Blessed Love, and that's LUV. And I hope I'm saying that right. Blessed Love. The BLSST is Blessed Love, right?
Correct. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Absolutely. Well, I have to ask you, I'm excited. We're going to play two songs for you tonight. Is this your first release, or how long have you been performing or singing?
Well, first of all,
or writing?
First, let me thank you for having me on your show tonight. I appreciate your time, and I'm glad to be here. So singing's been something that's been around my life for years. Ever since I was about 14 years old, I was in a singing group. It didn't quite work out. We were too young. We didn't really have all the facilities together to make it happen. But I got the bug back then about music and being in a group and learning about the music business and all that. Because we were kind of the misfit group of kids, but we found each other with music.
Yeah.
And that's what made us all sane and made us all whole at the time, because we all felt we were going to kind of change the world. And, you know, the young little pop stars and do that whole thing, and it didn't quite happen. But back then is when it started. And throughout my life, I've always been around music. And, you know, life happens. You know, work happens. Real life things happen. You can't always just be a starving rock star, or, you know, you can. So, you know, life happens. Kids happen. And I'm back again because music's just kind of always been around. So. Just a few years ago, I had a pulmonary embolism, actually.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what happened to you in 2017 with this emergency health situation?
I don't really know what happened to me. They say it was a protein S deficiency is what it was, but back then is when I woke up, because over the years of being into music, being out of it, being into it and being out of it, I always had the taste of wanting to cross over and try to do something with it.
Right.
But then, you know, what really made me take it seriously a few years ago was my accident that I had. I was in the hospital for 45 days straight. When I came out of the hospital, I really saw a different path of really wanting to accomplish more of what who I was, because I was asleep for a time. And a lot of us, we tend to go to sleep on our talents, our gifts, you know, because of life situations that happen to us, you know. And it's a normal thing that happens. But I decided after coming out of the hospital, because I have what's called an infarcted lower left lobe, so half my left lung doesn't work like it used to. And I lost about 20-plus pounds of muscle mass while I was in the hospital. So while I was in there, the doctor told me that the reason why I lived is because I had a really physically fit body. So for the couple of years after that, I trained my body to get fit again. I mean, I couldn't do a push-up. It was to the point where, you know, I was mentally drained, I was physically drained, I was at the place of what am I going to do with my life.
Yeah.
And once I came out of that, I woke up through finding self-love for myself and raising myself back out of that. You know, nurturing my spirit, nurturing my body, nurturing my soul, nurturing my manhood, nurturing everything in myself just to become a normal person again. And while I was doing that, I remembered, wow, okay, you do have musical talents. Let's start working on those things again, because why not? God gave these things to you, so why not put them to use and see what happens with it? You know, this isn't really all about being some big star. It's just using it as a vehicle to, you know, empower other people, to let them know, like, look, hey, no matter where you're at in life, it depends. I mean, I came out of the hospital. I was homeless. I didn't have a place to stay because I lost where I was living, because I was in the hospital for so long, everybody thought I abandoned my place.
Oh,
so
that's crazy.
So I was living in my car for a few months, summer 2017, super hot, and broken body, broken spirit, broken everything. And I thought, how am I going to continue life? But I knew I wasn't going to stay in that broken state. And through healing myself, through this journey of healing my soul, my body, spirit, I found, okay, you do have gifts, you do have certain skills, you know, about you that are really important, and you need to make sure that you take care of those things, because that's what God gave you, and you're supposed to use it as a purpose. You use these tools. So I started working all those tools again after that accident, and it really, you know, blossomed into what it is today, because I'm able to work with some really special people. I'm blessed. I'm grateful to have these people around me, so I'm able to do what I do in the recording studio, because without that be around me, I'm not able to be the best me. So I'm grateful for those people noticing that in me to allow me to be me, which is really important.
Well, not only did you have the strength of your body and your heart and your mind, but music is such a healer too. So, when you got back into the studio or started singing and back into the music thing, I mean, it's just like that must have just been took it over the top. You were probably everything else was like 100, and that pushed you over 100. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it pushed me out of the stratosphere. You know, when I'm creating music or I'm being creative, I'm really in a different place, you know. Different planet. When I go in the recording studio, I've transcended into a different realm. I'm in a creative space. I'm in a totally different, you know, I'm a totally different being. And it's a special thing to be able to go to a place where you can create something, and then afterwards people go, that's pretty cool. And like, you know, inside, I do it for the fact of, not that it's just cool, but it can relate to people in a way that they feel something, and they feel something positive. And that's really what it's about. If there's a feeling behind it, because I've had opportunities to work with many different people, but it may not be the right fit, because who I am as an artist, You know, I'm not just going to take every single opportunity just because I want to do this. Because even if I'm not doing music, I'm going to make money working. I'm going to make money, you know, doing something else, whether it's
Well, listen. None of us get in the music industry for the money. We do it because we love it, and it makes us feel good, you know.
Well, some of us get into it for the money, and, you know, let's just call it what it is. Some of us do.
I know, but honestly, you didn't. You did not.
No, I did this for a purpose. Like, me getting into the music business again is a purpose-driven thing, period. You know, it's all about giving this beautiful energy that healed me into this music, and now let's push it out and let other people know, like, wake up. You don't have to stay asleep. It is very, very possible, no matter what it is that you think you got going on. Trust me, we're out here. And we've got your back, and I do. Like, seriously, wake up. In this time right now, we all need to have more self-love, a lot more community, care more about each other than likes and things online, because all that is unimportant. If all that goes down, what we have are the people next door to us. And those people next door, and that's all we really have. And we don't, as a community, really act like that anymore. We really need to. That's really my whole message, is like, well, part of it anyway. Hey, guys. We're all one. You know, no matter what, every person on my journey to get here helped me, because I was focused on getting better, and that's what I wanted. That's what I manifested for myself. So I found that with the community that was close to me, you know. And so,
Right. Well, I want to backtrack. So now you're homeless, living in a car. How did someone find you, or did you search out people to do that, to get the music going again?
So what happened was, after I got out of the hospital, I really wasn't supposed to be working, but I found work on Craigslist.
Craigslist? What are you, crazy?
Nobody goes on Craigslist anymore.
Hey, especially
back then,
in New York. In New York, we don't do it. We don't do it here.
2017, 18, you guys weren't on Craigslist?
Not in New York. No, God. Oh my God. No.
For me,
go ahead. I was kidding.
So for me, at the time when I first got out of the hospital, I didn't have a job. I didn't have money. I didn't have anything. So I needed to make money every single day so I could just eat, put gas in my car that I was living in. So that was my means of hustling, making money on a broken body, which I was supposed to be resting, because I literally just got out of the hospital.
Yeah.
I would call friends or people that I had been there for, that I thought, wow, okay, I can at least crash at a friend's house for a couple of days, get my bearings together, get my thoughts together so I can see what my next move was going to be. And the people I really thought were going to be there weren't. And it was okay, because then it really just made me go, okay, you know what, Ty? I can't be mad at anybody. This is my situation. But I had to just put my boots on and go, okay, we got to handle ourselves no matter what's going on. I don't have the strength to be mad at anybody for not extending a hand. This is my situation. I asked for a helping hand. I didn't get it. No problem. We're in this. Let's go, you know, and we can't be mad about it. So that was my position on the whole thing, is just stay positive, because negative energy on this doesn't help me heal. And I know that. And I knew that about the human body. You need positive energy to heal. And if the more negative thoughts you have, the more negativity that's around you, your body takes a lot longer to heal whatever's wrong with it. So I just chose at that time to just go, okay, you know, things that used to bother me don't bother me anymore. Things I used to think about, but that had nothing to do with me, why am I even thinking about that? I don't really want to sit around talking about who's who and what's what and who's doing who and who's doing what. That's none of my business. What my business is what I got to do in every single moment, every single day, because every breath matters to me. If I have a half of a left lung not working anymore, I'm used to a lot more lung capacity. Now I don't have that. I have less muscle mass that I used to have to push my body around. I don't have that now. So I'm thinking, I'm less of a man. I'm less of a person. My mind goes to a crazy place where, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? I wasn't even thinking about music at that point. I was just thinking about surviving. So once I got to the surviving point of just being able to take care of myself and my facilities and my mind and body, then slowly but surely music found me, because I found certain people that were involved in the music, and through more conversation, we just kind of found each other, you know?
Wow.
I didn't go seeking it out. It just kind of found me again, and I found it again because I always wanted it.
Well, I have to say, for having a loss of partial lung, it didn't affect your vocals as far as I can hear. Do you think it did a little bit? I mean, you must have sounded phenomenal before then.
I appreciate that compliment so much. I've definitely learned how to breathe with less lung capacity. I've learned meditation a great deal, Joanna. Let me tell you, I know how to meditate with the best of them right now in my life. So, I mean, for a while afterwards, like I said, I wasn't, you know, I had to get my pipes back once I did start singing again because I was out of practice for so long and being sick and body being out of whack. It was a long road back, you know, when I started to really singing was actually, so let me think back to answer your question properly. When I just started walking around and singing around people, tuning my voice again, when I started hearing, hey, you sound kind of good. When I heard that enough times is when I started to really start to pursue music again. Because then I, maybe I got something still because I'm not, you know, I'm just walking, I'm humming a tune. And I started getting a few compliments like, okay, well, let me take a stab at this. And then my energy sought out, I guess, those people with the facilities to record because then I started being more curious about myself and that, and then it came around. That's when it really started.
Amazing. And I'm telling you, when it happened to you, were you like, oh, my God, I'll never sing again because I don't have the air capacity anymore? Did that hit you?
That hit me. That hit me not being able to just run, jog, do normal things.
Everything,
really.
Right.
Everything. Like, I felt like I was just going to be less of a person, period, you know. I couldn't lift as much. My endurance level was gone. I mean, what was I going to do? How was I going to adapt to this? Where was I going to settle? Hopefully not in a really bad place. But luckily, you know, I knuckled up and got out of it. And I'm in a much better shape now. I'm in the best shape of my life. See, like, I got out of the hospital at 171 pounds, Joanne, and now I'm 215. So I'm back to normal and then some. Definitely not where I was. My lungs feel amazing. I've worked them to the point where I can't tell anymore. So I'm in a great place right now. I'm thankful and I'm grateful every day. Yeah, I'm absolutely doing great. Yeah, so just so we can level it out, I'm amazing. I feel great. My body's great. My spirit's amazing. I'm happy to be alive every single day. I'm joyful. I'm grateful when I wake up. That was a time, but I went through the fire, and I'm standing, and here we are. We've got amazing music afterwards and more music to come and more beautiful stuff to share with people, and I'm on the radio with you today. So, you know, I'm pretty blessed.
Absolutely, and so am I to be speaking to you. So I have to ask you now, you were born in Sierra Leone. Do you practice any of the cultures from or your family when you were growing up or anything like that? And how did you ever go back to visit?
So I did go back when I was younger, yes. When you say practice the cultures, do you mean like the religions?
You know, the rituals and everything. I mean, it's West Africa. I don't know. You know, listen, I don't mean to sound ignorant.
So,
you know, I don't know.
So, no problem. So to answer that question, there aren't really any rituals or anything. Cause, so Sierra Leone's much of a city like, you know, any other city here. But, of course, you have its reports. You know, East Africa's more land, animals, stuff like that, zebras, you know. Elephants,
yeah, geography was never my thing, Saidu, okay? I'm just telling you.
So, not a problem. It's okay. It's okay. I don't fault you for it at all. Not your fault. So Sierra Leone is more of a city. It's, you know, it's got cars, grocery stores, the burgers are normal stuff there. So I was raised here. I came here when I was 3 years old. So I know about the cultural background there. I wasn't raised.
Right.
I don't have the accent. I don't know the dialects. Like, in my city, there are different dialects. That I don't know because I wasn't raised there. So just like, let's say you go to Mexico and in different parts of Mexico, there's different parts of Spanish. Styles of Spanish.
Same thing in China and all that.
Like think of it like that. Like you go to Mexico. So think of Sierra Leone, like Mexico in a sense where there is language of the country, but then in different regions, they speak it a little differently. I don't know that part because I was raised here. I know English. So
yeah.
And that's open. that's their dialect. But as far as like rituals and stuff like that, there's nothing that we religiously that I was taught and I was brought up with in a sense, because I was raised in California, so you know,
yeah,
pretty much in California. With that background,
I
know.
I don't know who is Mama Sabra.
Mama Sabra. Oh wow. Mama Sabra is she's the most beautiful person on this planet that I've ever met, known, and had the luxury of calling mom. Give me a second. Wow. Whew. Mama Sabra. She is
she's your mom.
Beautiful woman. She's the beautiful woman that raised me. She didn't give birth to me, but she raised me like her child. She never had a child, and I was her child. I was her only child that she raised in from Sierra Leone. So she was in the Peace Corps in Sierra Leone, and she met my father. And she was a teacher in Sierra Leone. So she taught school there, primary school. And she met my father, and she actually met my entire family. And then they both came to the U.S. for, I believe, a year, got settled in, and then came back and got me. My father was the oldest of my grandfather and firstborn son. I was the oldest and firstborn son, so I came with my dad. And she was my mother, Mama Sabra. Wow, man. No one said that in a really long time. She passed 2018. So when you said
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful feeling. You know, she's an amazing lady. She's the person that is me. You know, she made me the person that I am. She told me years ago, you know, I became a doctor. Took me 10 years. Whatever it is you want to do, son, it's the journey getting there.
Right.
If it takes you 10 years. Takes you 20 years. Just make sure you journey, because that's what it's all about, and I've embodied that quite a bit. Wow, there's such a story with Mama Sabra, so long that, you know, tonight's not going to do it. We're going to have to do this again. Mama Sabra is the most amazing person that ever walked this planet, and I am so blessed to have had her in my life and
beautiful.
To call her mom.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, as you said, she was not your mother, but she sounds like she definitely filled the role. So,
she didn't give birth to me, but she was my mother, absolutely,
right,
through and through.
Right.
No, she was my mother.
Yeah.
So I there's some days there's days I have a beautiful cry about it, Dr. Joanne. So, she's with me still, you know.
I know.
In spirit. You know, when she passed, it was a very hard time for me. You know, my best friend was gone.
Well, geez, you went from 2017 to almost on death's door, and then your mom passed. I mean, you had a rough time.
I did, but, you know, I dealt with it. You know, as kings or queens or people of our castle or our kingdoms, things happen, and we still have to keep pushing forward, and we still have to keep growing, and we still have to keep building. There are times when I wanted to break down and just give it all up, but I knew that there's a purpose in hiring. She wouldn't want that, and my family depends on it, you know. So we got to take our lickings and keep on ticking, you know.
Yeah, you're a strong man. A lot of people don't come out of it, you know. There's a lot of people that are strong in a way that they can, I don't know. I don't know how. I'm one of them people. I just absorb it and then move on, you know. So.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's like as I get older, it's getting harder. It's getting harder because it's just been so much. It's like, oh, my God, when is it going to stop, you know?
Right.
But,
I know.
Well, you are definitely resilience personified, my friend, definitely. But I really, really want to share a song with everybody. Let's get going on this. So. A Thing Called Love. Tell us about that one. Anything to tell about that, or you just want to listen to it and then talk about it?
You know what? Why don't we take a listen to it, and then we'll wrap about it afterwards.
It sounds great. This is A Thing Called Love by Blessed Love, Saidu Kante. Check this one out.
Enjoy. Thank you so much.
I think we got something, y'all. I think we got something. You know, classic, I met this cat some time back, and Let me tell you, when I felt this cat's energy, we didn't do a whole lot that night, but I knew one thing, that's for sure. I was gonna meet this brother again, and when we met again, we were gonna make a classic. We were gonna create something special for y'all. We were gonna do something that makes you guys go, damn, he's real. Alright, when you feel that energy, when you go somewhere, and you feel something, and you just, it's undeniable, you just can't describe what it is, don't question it, just go with it, because
it's just a thing called love. It's just a thing called love. Just a little thing called love.
Mama taught me how to love. Running the street like the pain in the middle. Ain't decking no shots, I done came out the dribble. We done grew big, had to start with a little. I say I'm blessed, but it's never that simple. I've been lost, had to find it. Contract whack, I won't sign it. I know my granny look down on me now. That baby boy keep grinding, pushing, working, out fulfilling my purpose. You know the word is my stage, and I'ma turn up until they close the curtains. Fruits of my labor from my family tree. She gon' keep silent for no one but me. Manifest everything, that's why I lead. That's what right now when I know when it rings.
Just a little thing called love.
Nice. I got the feel. It's for young men. Come on, listen to this song. Oh man, turn your lives around.
It's appreciating the little things. It's appreciating yourself. Because in the beginning, it's all about self-love makes the world go round. Because without self-love, nothing's going to happen. So in the beginning, it's I don't know if I've been a meaning to tell you that I love you. That's a look in the mirror saying you got to tell yourself that you love yourself sometimes.
Right.
Or a lot.
Right.
You don't, you know, like I've been meaning to tell you, brother, like I love you. And I had to tell myself that to dig myself out and tell myself that I deserve certain things that I have now. So speaking that to yourself first before all of the other beautiful things that happen, you can't love your family, you can't love your kids, you can't love your friends, you can't do anything else unless you have self-love first. So that's why the song starts out like that, is, you know, you got to tell yourself you love yourself, and then you got to go love everything else around you that matters. So
And I think that the song, like I said, it could help change a lot of people's lives because they don't love themselves and they're miserable. Everybody's miserable.
Yes, they are. Everybody's paying attention.
It's like, I don't know. There's just so much. Basically, there's just so much more out there than what you're doing if you don't have that self-love for yourself.
No.
I get it.
Absolutely.
I get it.
The world is seeing it, too. It's not just me. The world is seeing it. People are waking up to what's happening, and they're understanding that, you know, who they are matters, and they've been programmed to, you know, not be themselves. So they need to know that they are special. They have the blue chip inside them. You know,
mm-hmm.
they can make it happen on their own, but they all think they need someone else, and they don't. And they've
right.
been told, fooled into thinking they need someone else. You don't need anybody else because
right.
you know yourself better than anyone else does. You just think you
right.
need somebody else.
Right. Only you can fix you.
Oh,
you know,
completely.
It's so true. Oh my God. So what? This was released when? Valentine's Day, I think, or no?
It was released Valentine's Day. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Nice.
Valentine's Day. It was quietly released. Yeah, it was quietly released because, like again, I said, you know, I want the music. I want the music to just do what it's supposed to do on its own. You know,
right.
like I am promoting it. Yes, I am talking about it. Yes, but you know, everything happened the way it happened. On its own, it wasn't by me pushing the issue. The issue kind of
yeah.
happened, so
right.
it happened beautifully. And I want the song to do whatever it's supposed to do and resonate to who it's supposed to naturally. And if people love it for that, then I love it for that. You know, and that's really what this is about: is just waking people up and going, "Hey, you matter, damn
right,
like you."
Right.
You really fucking matter, damn it, okay? No matter what's
right.
going on, your sibling, your wife, your husband, your boss, whoever it is, you matter. So take some
yep.
time for yourself to go breathe for a second. No matter what it is, just go breathe
exactly.
alone, and it's going to be okay, you know?
Yep, I know.
Just believe in yourself, you know? That's
right,
it.
I know.
It's so cliche because I used to hear this coming up, listening to other people, and not to say I've made it at all, but I'm doing these radio interviews and it feels amazing, but whatever happens with that is whatever's going to happen. But it sounds cliche when people say, you know, just believe in yourself. They accept an award. And the truth of the matter is laying on death's bed to where I'm at now, I wouldn't have gotten here unless I just believed that I can actually do this. And,
exactly.
You know, I had to believe that I can actually accomplish this. And even when people looked at me like, ha, ha, look at this dreamer. Look at this guy. Who does he think he is? You know,
right.
and I could barely put food in my mouth. Or I could, you know, I didn't have what everybody else had at the time. But, you know, and I didn't drive what everybody else drove at the time. But now I'm okay. But, you know, the thing is, it's, I saw how people perceived me while I was going through my healing process and being this person and morphing into this human being that I am today. And it really
mm-hmm.
made me see what they are. And I went, oh, okay, I see who you are, and I'm quiet about it. I'm not mad about it, and I have no reason to want to try to change you. I see who you are, and then that's cool. I'm going to go this way, you know, and that's it. And so
right.
that's how life is. Just, I'm not in this to change anybody of who they are today. If you don't want to change, you can stay that way. But
right.
I'm here to say, look, this is me, and hi.
Well, listen, music to me, like especially before I go on, I know I'm going to forget this question. I had such
What's
a
up?
Young guy have an embolism, and I don't get it. How did you get that?
I don't know. See, the thing is, while I was in the hospital, the blood doctor would come and see me every day, and she was, like, scratching her head going, have you done this? Have you done that? Is it hereditary?
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. No, it's not hereditary. I've not taken anything. I actually was working out regularly, eating really good. Possibly it could have been what I was – you know, what she said to me was, you know, people that get this injury have traveled for long distances, been sitting down a long time. So people that sit down – and get these. So at the time, I had a desk job. I was sitting a lot for a long period of time. Possibly that could have been it because I would sit for long periods of time, like, you know, the entire day, 12 hours a day plus, just at a desk, clicking away. So that could possibly have been it because otherwise, I'm scratching my head still on
right.
how.
Crazy.
You know.
Crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, I wanted to go back to that. I'm sorry. But the song now.
Great
yeah,
question.
The song the song that we just heard, was that you doing all the vocals?
Correct. That was me doing the vocals, but at the end, that was not me rapping. That's a great cat named Astro Guillotine. Mr. Tsunami, you guys can check him out at Mr. Tsunami or Astro Guillotine, Instagram or TikTok. Great, amazing kid. So I was working a security job for a client, and I was at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And basically, God said, go inside to go see if the client was visible. So I went in there. And I sat at the bar just to have presence in there. And this kid came walking by. And as soon as he walked by, I felt his energy. And I went, holy crap, that's the kid. And so God was like, yo, talk to the kid. So I said hello. We exchanged numbers. And I'm very apprehensive about bringing people close to my craft or music or anything of the sort, because people are fucking weird, just to be honest with you. And I don't want weird around. I don't want it's the truth. People are weird, man, and I don't want just anybody who does music and says, I do music, hey, let's go do something. I'm like, you know what? Let's talk for a little while first, because if we get in there and you start acting weird, I'm going to leave. That's just plain and simple. I don't feel pressure to do shit. I'm out the door. So I just knew when I met him, like, this is the kid, because I wanted to go back, finish the song, put another verse at the end. I was thinking about singing it, but I was thinking, you know, I'd like somebody who could be a good lyricist at the end and really just lay it down, but not anything aggressive, just something he understands the song, and he did it. So he came in. Well, first, I called him to go to the studio. Let me tell you a quick story. I called him to go to the studio, and I almost canceled because we just met and I was unsure. I had that nervous feeling of like, man, I'm going to cancel this appointment. Screw this. This guy's probably going to be a dick. And then God was like, oh, man, stop it. Stop it. Stop doing that thing. And I stopped doing that thing. He came. We did the session. He was there for, I don't know, say 20 or 30 minutes, heard me talking to Classic about the song, got it down mentally what it was, went in there, laid that down, and I went, that's the kid. That's him. That's why God said, get out the car, go into the hotel, sit at the bar, because that's who you're supposed to meet. And now I listen to that time because it's a really strong voice, and he's just working, and that happened. So I went, he's the kid. So we'll be making some more amazing music in the future. He's amazing now. He's got an EP out, Astro Guillotine, Mr. Tsunami. Check the kid out. He's amazing, and an amazing human being. That an amazing human being, amazing man. So.
Well, does he know you were a little reluctant to do the gig with him or what? He knows now.
You know, I told him back then, I was up front, I was like, man, I hardly bring anybody close to me, dude. You know, I said, us just having these types of conversations together. I was very upfront with him because I believe in that. When we're working in that sort of capacity, I want to be upfront with, because when I'm in the studio, I'm going to be myself, you know, and he needs to be himself. We're at another creative spirit level where all this BS that we deal with out here in the real world does not happen in the studio. I don't allow any of that shit there. Like, we're there to create, not judge each other or anything. We're there to create. And if you're truly there to create, come on in. But if you're there to sit and be fucking weird, get the fuck out.
Right. Well, it's not productive, and, you know, you're not there for stress. You're there to do something good, you know, so.
Yeah, I'm there to have fun. I'm there to have fun, but in a really strong way, you know, like I'm there to really make something happen, but I keep it fun, and that's what makes it beautiful. So, you know, he came in, he laid it down, he was beautiful, and he went to China for 4 months, toured China, came home, and now he's home, you know, doing his thing. So an amazing guy, and I'm blessed to have him. You know, doing music with me, or if you're doing that track, and we'll do more in the future when, you know, of course his schedule and my schedule align again. I'd be grateful if you'd bless another track for me.
Beautiful.
Or with me, I mean.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, I gotta tell you, I love A Thing Called Love, but I was really digging Baby I Know. I mean, it's just got something about it. I'm loving it. The music and just the riff of it. It's just great. It's just
great.
I want to play that one. All right. This is Baby I Know by Bless Love, Saidu Kante, and I'm not going to get it wrong going forward, sir.
Appreciate you. Shout out to Classic.
Yes.
Thank you.
So this one, I really like this one a lot. I love both of them, but this one, it's got a nice vibe. It's got a good upbeat thing going to it. I like it.
I totally got you. I understand.
All right. This is Baby I Know by Bless Love, Seydou Kanté. Check it out.
Here we go.
I've been thinking about something. Been on my mind for a while, girl, so I'll say I've been wanting to talk to you about the shit that we go through. Sometimes it's really necessary to make shit in the house scary. Don't have to raise your voice, love. You can talk slow, you can talk soft. Prefer your inner spirit to be more clear. I wanna hear it. I know I got this love thing for you, baby. You're crazy. From the day we met, I knew you would be mine, baby. So I know from this day forth, you are my love. And I am yours. So if you just say those two words, I do, and I will.
But I do on my way. On that simple way. Sometimes I know it. Not for me. It's just one thing, it's for sure now. Oh, I say, I can go there. It's alright now. Maybe I know, I don't know. If you ever see the things I know, the things I mean. You are that lady. You are that lady that makes me go so deep in my soul.
I don't know why I'm getting like a Cab Calloway feel with Zoot Suits.
Right.
And, oh.
Right. I don't know. You're not the first person to say that. I've heard that before. And I'm thinking that.
No, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I do too. Oh, I do too. I very much so do too. I'm taking that into consideration of possibly putting that into the video. It's a thought.
Oh, I'm feeling it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I get out of that. That's what I was feeling. But no, great song. I love it. I got to ask you on the parts where you go, baby, I know is the baby. Is that, does that have a sax going over your voice?
No, it doesn't have a sax going over my voice. That's me harmonizing and that's just me harmonizing with myself. And
wow.
Creating. Yeah, that's me creating that sound.
Yeah, it definitely, it sounded sax to me behind your, with the baby, like that right, the not the I know part, but the baby, I know, you know,
no,
that was just, it's very catchy.
I know, it's just one thing, it's for sure now, baby, I know. Yeah, I know what you're saying. That's,
baby, I know. Yep. No,
baby,
it's very catchy.
It's
oh, my God.
So
now.
Oh, I say, I just know now, you're my baby.
Baby, so, I know.
That song is, you know, it's about, I mean, you can hear it. He knows that this is the woman, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's willing to say, hey, let's go. I know you're the one. Like, as a man, when we meet a woman and we've made that choice, we've dated for a while and we know about your bullshit, you know about my bullshit, and we're okay with each other's bullshit. It's like, listen, let's go. I know you're the one. That's how men are, you know. It's like once we know who the woman is and we feel a certain, you know, thing about it, we'll just say, all right, let's go. We're good with that. You know, like when I know you're the one because of me, how I am, it's like I'm all in. You know, I'm all in it. And I love hard, you know. It's love is a beautiful thing. It can hurt you and it can, you know, it can heal you. There's a lot of things love can do. So no matter what happens, love has to be in there. And you can love yourself out of a bad situation, and you can fall in love into a great situation. So,
yeah, right, exactly.
That's a very
beautiful
thing.
Well,
you know?
I love that one. I love them both. Is there more music coming, and are you playing anywhere? Where can folks see you, or we're not ready there yet, or what?
So right now, this is all happening pretty quick. So
yeah.
All in the works. So basically, I'm letting the music do its thing. It was just released last week, so it's very fresh out there. But I think you're my fourth radio interview, and then my manager's got a few people other lined up because once they hear these two songs, they want to meet or talk to me. So we're putting it together now. It's all happening. You can go to Blessed Love, BLSST_LUV for my Instagram. Not a whole lot of followers, but we're gonna get it there. Now the music's out, guys, and we're gonna support local. So they can also go to TikTok, same thing, Blessed Love, Blessed_Love. And then you can, website will be up tomorrow or the day after. There's a coming to page at blessedloveofficial.com, and you can go to those places, find more information. And I look forward to seeing you guys there because there's more music, there's more beautiful information. It's just, you know, there's a lot of love over here. So
yeah,
a lot of love to do.
I bet you can't wait to get out and perform these songs live.
Oh, I can't wait to perform. I can't wait. So, you know, like I said, it's all being put together now. I can't wait to get on stage. I love being on stage with people and the crowd feeling the energy of the people in the room. You know, I'm lucky and I'm grateful that people like the music. Because, you know, again, I'm just letting the music speak for itself, and it's doing that. So whatever the music has me doing, I'm grateful to that, and I'm going to absolutely do my best when it's time to, you know, put my next foot up. So the journey is, the journey has begun, and it's a beautiful thing so far. It just keeps getting better. So I'm really lucky right now.
Excellent. Well, folks, you can go get both songs at, anywhere you can stream music down online as well.
Billboard. Exactly. Anywhere they can get music. Tidal, Spotify, Billboard, Apple Music, Amazon. It's everywhere. DistroKid. Go get it. Stream it. Tell some friends about it. You know somebody out there that needs to hear this music, that needs to understand that no matter what they're going through, yes, we're going through a time where there's a whole lot happening in this world, our country, all over the world, Now is the best time, the greatest time to find self-love, because we need each other. We are one, people. We are one, but we can't be one unless we love ourselves. So let's do that. Let's get that. So
And we need more music like this out there to promote this, because I say this all the time, is that in the 60s and 70s, music played an integral role in bringing people together, and we don't have that music now. Somebody needs to start doing it.
Well, let's do it.
To bring people together.
While we're here, you know, and, you know, as far as it can go, I'll keep doing it. If people keep saying they like it, I'll keep making music, you know. I'm doing this for the love of it, and whatever comes from that, you know, whatever riches come from it, however big or small, I'm grateful for it. I just want this to be an eye-opener for other people, and this is therapy for me, too. This is, you know, releasing this is finally like, you know, it's a big old sigh of relief, honestly, because these are conversations I've been wanting to have, because the more I can have them, the better therapy I can have for myself, and you talk about all the stuff that I've been, you know, it's complete my therapy, kind of, in a way, in a selfish way. Release music is completing my therapy, so let's go.
exactly. Well, they're not just going to like them, they're going to love them, so guys, share them and go download them, and there's more to come. Website comes out tomorrow, Blessed Love Official, that's BLSSTLUV official.com, and again on Instagram and TikTok, you can find Saidu at BLSST_LUV, and go check him out. And I had a lot of fun. Saidu, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to hang out with you tonight.
Joanne, thank you so much for having me. I would love to do this again with you in the future. I appreciate your energy. And thank you so much again. It's been wonderful being in your presence.
Well, when you want to come back with some more music, I'm more than happy to share it with everybody, because you're sharing it with me, too. And I loved it. I'm going to close with Baby I Know, because it's so great.
Thank you so much. Well, there's going to be more music coming, Harlan. I'm going to be contacting you again very soon. Again, there's already stuff that's made to, you know, prepare it, get it out, and we'll be meeting again and talking again. Everybody out there, look in the mirror tonight. Tell yourself you love yourself. You're worth it. You deserve whatever it is that you want. Go get it, and make sure the people around you understand that, and they know who you are, to go get it. They allow you to be you, because that's the most important. Don't put your fire out.
And
keep it going.
And Saidu Kante, my friend, stay blessed, love, my friend. Stay blessed, love.
Have a great night. Thank you, everyone.
You too, everybody. Saidu Kante, Blessed Love. Go check it out. A Thing Called Love and Baby I Know. And he's going to come back with more music, and we'll have an even better conversation.
You know what? We're going to have a lot of great conversations, John. I can tell.
Beautiful. Listen, it was a pleasure, sir. You take care. I'm so happy for you, because I love both songs, and I can't wait to hear more.
Thank you so much. Have a great night. God bless.
You too. Take care, everybody. Saidu Kante, Blessed Love. Check him out. Love what you heard tonight, I can only imagine what else is coming at us.
Thank you so much, Joanne. Have a great night, guys. Appreciate
you. You too. Take care. It was a pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye. Saidu Kante, everybody. Blessed Love. Oh, man, I really did dig that song. And when I was listening to it, I love both of them, actually. But when I was listening to Baby I Know, I just kept thinking, I got that Cab Calloway feel and definitely a Zoot Suit thing going. Or so I don't know. But I just loved it. I loved it. So anyway, thank you again to Saidu Kante for joining us, also known as Blessed Love, and that's BLSSTLUV. Website comes out tomorrow, which would be the 23rd. That's www.blsstluvofficial.com. And you can find them on Instagram and TikTok under BLST_LUV. And right now he's got out A Thing Called Love and Baby I Know. And we're going to close with Baby I Know. But before we close, let's just say on the 25th of Sunday, Kathy Garver is going to come back. She's just been on the show before, and we were scheduled, I think, for December. She was shooting a movie, and, you know, holidays and things got crazy, whatever. So we had to reschedule, and she's kind enough to come back on this Sunday, the 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern, and that's Kathy Garver. And if you don't know who Kathy Garver is, you're crazy, but she played Sissy amongst other roles, but Sissy on Family Affair, one of my favorite shows. So she's been doing some fabulous stuff. She's getting awards left and right, and she's, oh my goodness, she's all over the place. And she just did this new Christmas movie, and we're going to talk about that, and can't wait to have her on. And go to our calendar, guys. We're going to have that updated real soon for March. That's www.applauseradioshow.com, duh. And I hope you guys enjoyed meeting Saidu Kante as much as I did. And great stuff, great, great stuff. I love when I get new music over here. Love it, love it, love it. So it came out on Valentine's Day, and more to come, more to come. So have a great night, everybody. If we don't talk, have a great, if we don't talk, if I don't see you, well, another thing, if I don't see you. If we, well, no, I'm not going to be back on the air till the 25th, which is Sunday. So have a great weekend. Don't forget to come and join us on the 25th with Kathy Garver at 10 p.m. Eastern, and enjoy Baby I Know by Blessed Love, Saidu Kante. Enjoy. It's great. I love it. It's upbeat. And maybe I shouldn't listen to it since it's bedtime soon. It may keep me up because it's in my head now. Baby, I know. I mean, it's so catchy. Wow. All right. Take care, everybody. Saidu Kante. Bless love. Thank you so much. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye.
I've been thinking about something. Been on my mind for a while, girl, so I'll say, I've been wanting to talk to you about the shit that we go through. Sometimes it's really necessary to make shit in the house scary. Don't have to raise your voice, love. You can talk slow, you can talk soft. Prefer your inner spirit to be more clear. I wanna hear it. I know I got this love thing for you, baby. You're crazy. From the day we met, I knew you would be mine, baby. So I know from this day forth, you are my love, and I am yours. So if you just say those two words, I do, and I will. But I am on my way. Oh, my simple way. Sometimes I soul, I know, 'cause baby, you gotta go.